Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. We're just going to like rip into it today. Is that okay with you? I have a couple of things on my mind that are primarily mindset related. They're a little dramatic, you know, in how they can present themselves. And I feel real strongly about it. That'll be very, very clear if it's not already. But this is so freaking important. Okay, we're just going to, no preamble, we're just going to dive right into it. One of the things that I'm always telling my clients is that they have to take their pursuit of change or their pursuit of improvement in any area one moment at a time. If I had a dollar for every time I've said, you're getting ahead of yourself, you need to focus on right now, you need to win the moment you're in, I would be a kajillionaire. No question about it. And this came up again recently when I'm recording this. It's happened within the last couple of days. Two clients, different people, don't know each other, where we had the same conversation. And both of these clients were people that wanted to lose weight. Both of these clients have a history of that all or nothing mindset and all or nothing behavior, on or off, black, white, kind of dialing it really, really in, or screw it, I blew it, who cares, that sort of thing. And both of them expressed to me, Elizabeth, I get that slow and steady wins the race, but I really, really, really want to lose weight. And I feel like I'm fighting the temptation to get very restrictive. And I was like, okay, let's think about this. Restrictive is not a matter of what you eat or what you don't eat. It's not a matter of what you do or you don't do if we're not talking about food. This mindset that freaks people out about, I don't want to be too restrictive, I don't want to over-restrict, it's really about the time domain you're considering, okay? And that's why it goes back to me telling my clients over and over, you have to be present. You have to take it one moment at a time, one decision at a time. And if you do that, if you really truly take it one moment at a time, one decision at a time, you're never going to be in this pickle where you convince yourself that it's going to be so restrictive. And I'll give you a perfect example. If you decide, I'll use myself as an example. Right now, as I'm recording this, it's 4:09 in the afternoon. So I've had my breakfast, I've had my lunch. And if I'm thinking about like, what can I do to win this evening food-wise so that I go to bed feeling proud, so that I wake up feeling proud. Like, what does that look like? And I've been really craving whitefish. We live near the water and there's just amazing fish around here. So I could say, okay, I have Brussels sprouts in the fridge, Brussels sprouts and whitefish, or maybe broccoli and whitefish, depending on what Chris is in the mood for. That would be totally winning, right? If I do whitefish and broccoli instead of Taco Bell, that's not restrictive. That's just a healthy choice. That's just winning the evening. Now, if you plan out 8 weeks of eating whitefish and broccoli, you can totally convince yourself that it's restrictive. But that's a function of your time domain. Number one, we can only win one moment at a time. We can only affect change in the moment we're in. And I get it. Planning and speculating feels really good. if I do this for this amount of time, I bet I can lose 2.5, maybe even 3.5 pounds a week. And by this point, I'll be blah, 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 blah. I get it. It feels good. It's totally unproductive. We're giving ourselves credit for taking action towards our goal, but we're not taking action towards our goal. We're thinking about, we're planning about, we're speculating. And that's when this whole notion of, well, I don't want to be too restrictive comes into play. Because look, if you just decide, you know what? I can say no to the ice cream today. That's not restrictive. If you imagine never eating ice cream for the next year and a half, you can convince yourself that that feels restrictive. But it's a function of your time domain. That is why it's so helpful and it's so much more effective to focus on just one great choice at a time. Win the moment you are in. Now, here's the other thing that is so important to consider. When you say, you know what, I'm just doing lean meat and vegetables for the next 8 weeks, we can convince ourselves that that's restrictive. The problem is, it's actually not, because it's not real. It's just an idea that you have in your mind. And people use this idea that they've created in their mind, and it feels so restrictive that now they go eat ice cream. Come on, it's not even real. You didn't restrict. You created a notion that made you uncomfortable, and in response to that discomfort, in response to a presumed missing out, you went and indulged. But if instead you were like, I just want to win this moment, and I just want to win this moment, and look at that, I'm creating some momentum with winning moments. And then, hey, you know what? In this moment, I want to have some ice cream. There's no drama, because we haven't crafted a narrative around it that psychs us out. So, planning out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, but oh, it feels restrictive. It might be restrictive. That is a function of time domain, because if we were to break up that idea that you had, I'm going to not drink, I'm going to not eat sugar, I'm going to whatever. If we were to break that up into a single moment, we wouldn't call it restrictive. We would call it a great choice. And then the other thing is, when we get in our heads about these things, I haven't had a drink in a month and a half, or I'm going to give up sugar for the next 6 months. It's not that those things are actually restrictive. In many cases, they haven't even happened. It is the story that we told ourselves about what might happen, or how we might feel, or how we could perceive it. It's the narrative that we crafted that is the problem. If you were to just take a more localized view, there would be no drama. Nobody would ever say that somebody said, hey, let's go get ice cream tonight, and you responding, no, I think I'm good today. I think I'm all right. No ice cream for me. Nobody would argue like, oh boy, you're over-restricting, you're in big trouble. No, it's just when we craft this narrative around it. And I really believe that the antidote to that is taking one moment at a time. Win the moment you're in. That also helps us avoid all of the drama, beating ourselves up for what's behind us. I can't believe I did that. I had been doing so well. I've been off the wagon for the last week. If you are committed to this practice of just taking one choice at a time, how can I do a little better right now? How can I win the moment I'm in? What would be a choice that makes me proud? Or what would be a choice that's a small improvement? We get rid of the drama. We get rid of the story. And often it's the story and it's the drama that creates all of the problem. Because the choice in and of itself is just one moment. It's just one moment, and we have a million moments and we have a million choices. But the story is what slows us down. The story is what allows us to then justify overindulging, binging, checking out, disconnecting, feeling discouraged, feeling like we can't do it, convincing ourselves what's the point. If we're just looking to win one moment at a time, to take things as they come, and after a moment is gone, to move on fresh to the next moment, we are going to simplify our lives to such a great degree. So I know this is a shorter episode, but I didn't want to just leave it. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't know that I can talk about that for 30 minutes. I shouldn't do it as a podcast. And I quickly realized that's crap. Because honestly, some of the most impactful things I've ever heard were like 3 to 5 words, you know? But you might need to come back to this one. In fact, please come back to this one. Make yourself a note. Put it in your calendar for those moments when you're creating a narrative about a plan that hasn't even happened. Or you're psyching yourself out with something that doesn't have anything to do with winning the moment you are in. It's unnecessary. It's distracting. And we can do better. We can do better and we can start right now, one moment at a time, one choice at a time, one small improvement at a time, and leave the drama alone. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.